Next, let's talk about the potential health effects associated with exposures to mold. The five main health effects from mold exposure include the following: pathogenic, allergenic, toxic, sensitization, and growth in human tissues. Pathogenic means disease-causing. Toxic substances can poison human tissue and cause serious harm and even death. Some species can even grow in human tissue, causing serious problems. As stated earlier, all molds probably have the potential to be classified as allergenic. Many molds have the potential to cause one or several of the five main health effects. Under the most extreme circumstances, death has occurred resulting from anaphylactic shock, where workers were exposed to massive amounts of allergenic, mold-contaminated building debris. Penicillium is a good example of a potential allergen. How many people do you know who are allergic to the antibiotic drug penicillin? The mold penicillium is the source of this drug. At what airborne concentration do allergic workers or occupants experience mild allergenic reactions or respiratory distress? This is a good question. Stachybotrys is a notorious pathogenic mold that can cause permanent lung damage and infant death. Stachybotrys has been implicated as a potential cause of chronic fatigue syndrome. Aspergillus versicolor is a potent toxigenic mold. Aspergillus fumigatus can grow in the lungs of human patients who are undergoing organ transplants, chemotherapy, or liver treatments. This species is a serious threat in the healthcare industry.